Hashanah Rabbah is known as the day of Choysim B'tach Choysim, the seal within the seal. Yom Kippur was the day of Chasima, the first seal, the day when our fate for the upcoming year was sealed. We said by Ne'ilah, V'chasoyim L'chaim Toivim. However, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that the sealed verdict of Yom Kippur is kept in a drawer, so to speak, in the heavenly court until Hashanah Rabbah. If a person, Chas V'Shalom, did not receive a favorable judgment on Yom Kippur, they get a second chance. They can still overturn that harsh decree on Hashanah Rabbah before it is permanently filed in the final records for that year. Hence, Choysim B'tach Choysim, the grand seal. So how can we be Zoicha B'din? How can we be assured to receive a favorable verdict? So let me share with you an incredible idea from Nimr Emes. Bilam, as we know, was hired to curse the Jewish people. However, when Bilam took a look at Klal Yisrael, he couldn't do it. But rather, he exclaimed, Ma toivu alecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Why was he so fascinated with their dwelling places? So Rashi quoting a Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Al shara pischeim, because he saw the entrances, she'ena mechavanim ze mul ze. Their openings of their tents were not facing each other. Their doors, their windows were not aligned. Bilam observed this and he said, here's a nation of modesty. They build their homes in a way that prevents them from looking into each other's tents, so they won't be tempted to see and envy what their neighbor has. So how can I possibly curse such a nation? The Imre Emes puts a fascinating twist on this statement. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says famously, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, Pischuli pesek echudo shel machat, open for me a small opening as tiny as the eye of a needle, and in return, Veni eftech lechem pesach kepischo shel ulam. And I will open up for you an enormous opening. Even if we show Hashem the tiniest initiative, one small step, Hashem will give us tremendous rewards for our effort. This is an unbelievable return on investment. Just to give you an example of a great ROI, in 2010, you could have bought one Bitcoin for 0.0008 cents. That is 0.3 zeros and 8. So if you invested $1 in 2010, today your investment would be worth about $180 million. That's a great return on investment. But Hashem says, I'm offering you something even greater. I'm giving you trillions in return. Give me a tiny opening to thread a needle, and in return, I will give you the opening equivalent to MetLife Stadium. Bilam said, how can I curse such a nation that has such a great deal going on with Ribbono Shel Olam? This is a nation that is so blessed, there's no way I can touch them. How can I curse a nation? She'ein pischeim michevonim ze lezeh. Their pischeim, their openings are not aligned. Because for the Pesach of a needle, you get an ROI of a Pesach larger than the Olam. Their ROI is so disproportionate in their favor. Klal Yisrael is so blessed, I will never be able to change that. So if we take on just one small Kabbalah, one tiny step towards Hashem, maybe lighting candles 5 minutes before the Zman, or benching from a Siddur with Kavana, Hashem will in return give us enormous blessings. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story told by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. There was a Jewish man who grew up from, but unaffiliated for the last 30 years. He lived in one of those high-rise buildings in Miami Beach. It's the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He looks out of his window and he sees Yidden by the water saying Tashlich. So he decided to go down and check it out. As he approaches the group, an elderly man asks him, did you say Tashlich already? And he says no. So he hands him his machzeh and he shows him where to start. After he finishes saying Tashlich, this elderly man asks him, did you hear Shofar today? And he says no. So he pulls out a shofar from his pocket and he blows 30 tekiahs. This unaffiliated deed thanks him profusely. Then the elderly man tells him, by the way, my name is Moshe Katz, and he leaves. This unaffiliated deed was wondering, why would he tell me his name? Why is this relevant? He comes back home and he tells his wife, you wouldn't believe what just happened to me. And he proceeds to tell her the entire story. And by the way, this man tells me his name is Moshe Katz. And she turns pale. She asks her husband, describe to me what he looked like. And he describes to her exactly what he looked like. And she faints. After they revived her, she says, that was my father. He passed away well over 40 years ago. I also grew up Frum, but I'm not practicing Yiddishkeit since he passed away. After that incredible incident, they slowly started coming back to Yiddishkeit. What's the moral of the story? This man, this unaffiliated Yid, took the first step. He saw Yidin saying Tashlich, and instead of closing his shades and going back to his TV, he decided to come down and check it out. So in return, Hashem sent him his father-in-law from Shemayim to blow shofar for him and give him a machzer to say Tashlich and start him on his path back to Yiddishkeit. Hanashana Rabba, if we take one tiny step towards Hashem, Hashem will shower us with enormous rewards all year long. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.